Ukraine security issue.
On the 193rd day of the full-scale invasion, Russia has fired at least 3,500 missiles into Ukraine, the Ukrainian government informs. The occupiers are increasingly experiencing a shortage of high-precision weapons. Therefore, they began to use outdated anti-aircraft guided missiles of the S-300 systems more actively, the fragments of which scattered chaotically for kilometers from the epicenter of the impact, affecting everything around. For more than 6 months, Russian soldiers have fired more than 500 such rockets into Ukrainian cities and villages. As reported by the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, the Russian army has several thousand similar missiles of an outdated model. The city of Kharkiv increasingly hit with Russian S-300 rockets. Today, such a rocket destroyed a restaurant complex. The Russians do not leave the city alone and bombard residential areas every day. Mykolaiv Oblast also suffered numerous destructions. And once again, the Russian army is targeting not military facilities, but residential buildings, schools, medical institutions, a museum and an elevator with tons of grain. Local residents were killed and wounded as a result of the attacks. It did not pass without losses in Dnipropetrovsk Oblast as well. The Russians fired from multiple rocket launchers. At least 10 civilians were injured. Residential buildings, schools, power lines were damaged. The occupiers also dealt a powerful blow to Donbas. More than a dozen settlements in the region came under fire. There are dead and wounded among the civilian population. Mandatory evacuation of the people from Donetsk region continues. Recently, the number of those who are ready to leave their homes and move to safer regions has increased. After all, the heating period is ahead, and there is actually no electricity, water or gas in the settlements that are constantly under fire from the Russians. Most of the youth and families with children have already left dangerous regions. Mostly, the elderly and people with reduced mobility remain. Deputy Prime Minister, Minister for Reintegration of the Temporarily Occupied Territories, Irina Verishuk speaks. We know how, where and how many people we can take out. Volunteer teams work, and we again warn the local population that autumn is coming, and these are rains. I'm not even talking about the winter, when it will be cold and they will have to live without water, electricity and heating. The rains will wash away the highways that have been damaged by shelling, and living will be difficult. Therefore, we urge people to evacuate as soon as possible. Survive the winter in safer regions, and then, God willing, our Ukrainian army will throw the invaders out of our native land, and we will enter together into our territories, and together we will restore our motherland, said Irina Verishchuk. The Russian occupiers have banned the import of humanitarian goods, in particular medicines and hygiene products, into the temporarily occupied territories. The day before, invaders turned trucks around one of the checkpoints in Zaporizhia. Now people with chronic diseases may left without vital medicines, says the mayor of the temporarily occupied Melitopol, Ivan Fedorov. During the last almost 7 months of the war, the enemy did not deliver a single box of medicines and basic necessities to the hospitals in the territories occupied by it. All these needs were covered by our volunteers. Every day, one or two cars were sent to hospitals with the necessary medicines for the waiting room, resuscitation, dialysis, etc. Now our people in the temporarily occupied territory will not be able to receive even basic medical care, not to mention the products and essentials. Therefore, the genocide of the Ukrainian people in the temporarily occupied territory continues, said Ivan Fedorov. The risk of a nuclear catastrophe does not decrease. The occupiers again disconnected the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant from the network and stopped one of the operating nuclear reactors. This was reported by the observers of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, who are at the station. Meanwhile, experts say the plant continues to supply power through a backup line for both cooling and other critical safety functions at the site. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said during a phone conversation with Russian President Putin the day before that Ankara could take on a mediating role in the situation with the occupied Zaporizhia NPP, just as it did with the grain issue, Andalu reports. It is not known what Putin replied. But it is reported that Erdogan and Putin will meet on September 15-16 on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit, which will be held in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. As it was reported earlier, Ukraine and the entire civilized world demand the return of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant to the control of the Ukrainian authorities and insist on the complete demilitarization of the territory around the nuclear power plant.